President Bush says Venezuela should return to normal government functions as soon as possible. This after the Venezuelan army forced President Hugo Chavez to resign last night. A three-day general strike called by the country's leading labor and business groups had turned violent. About a dozen people were killed, scores wounded in clashes on the streets of Caracas, as more than 100,000 protesters marched on the presidential palace. Reporter Phil Gunson is in Caracas. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
What began as this one-day protest strike earlier this week spiraled out of control. What happened?
It was mishandled by the government, or perhaps the president chose to goad the opposition into firing off all their big guns, and it got out of control. Basically, what happened was that the opposition decided to turn the strike into an indefinite general strike.
The subject of this strike is the National Oil Company. Can you explain what it is that's at issue?
Yes, the president appointed a new board to run the National Oil Company, and the management of the company reckoned that the members of the new board were not experienced enough to run it, that these were political appointments and that they violated the meritocracy within the oil industry. So that was the heart of the dispute.
And what happened yesterday on the streets of Caracas? How does a dispute about the appointment of a board of directors for an oil company turn into real violence on the street with people dying?
Really, yesterday's demonstration was about a whole series of accumulated grievances that go back 2 or 3 years. And I suppose you could sum it all up by saying that President Chavez never knew or never cared about negotiating or really discussing with the opposition sincerely. There were talks from time to time, but the opposition always claimed, always complained that the president never really listened to them. Nothing was ever done. And so it's been like a pressure cooker over the last 3 years. Finally, yesterday, an extraordinary demonstration took place. Literally hundreds of thousands of people marched peacefully through the streets of Caracas. They eventually marched on the presidential palace, whereupon they were ambushed, I think that's the only way to put it, by snipers on the roofs of buildings near the government palace and shot at by uniformed members of the presidential guard.
President Chavez has been criticized for being too far to the left, for support of Fidel Castro in Cuba. Was he out of touch with people in Venezuela?
He was certainly out of touch on that point. Very, very few people in Venezuela wanted to see the country turned into another Cuba. But in a sense, the ideological issue is something of a red herring. I think more to the point is that Chavez never delivered on the promises he gave the Venezuelan people when he came to power. He never really did much about tackling poverty. He never was able to tackle the corruption, which is endemic in the judicial system, for example, and the political system here. In fact, to many observers, he actually caused an increase in corruption, and it particularly spread very badly in the military. So people were very frustrated that nothing was being done. And they were also angry at the president's attitude, this attitude whereby the president was always right and everybody else was always wrong.
What is going to happen now? The army's forced him out? Are the generals going to run the country for a while?
No, I think that's not going to happen. The generals have made it clear that they've stepped in reluctantly and only because there was no constitutional solution other than the resignation of the president. They want to withdraw into the background, this is at least what they say, as soon as possible and let the civilians take over. But obviously de facto power at the moment is actually in the hands of the army commander, and I understand that a new high command, a new military high command has just been named.
Reporter Phil Gunson in Caracas, Venezuela.